Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. About 30 people were forced out of their homes and into the freezing cold overnight by a three-alarm fire in Blackwood, New Jersey. It happened at the Buttonwood Village Apartments on Black Horse Pike around midnight. The cause is under investigation, and as KYW's Tim Jimenez tells us, neighbors help neighbors get out.
It's the worst fire I've seen since I've been here. I've been here for at least 20 years. This is the worst I've seen.
Tony Sipp, who lives on the third floor, close to where the fire started, says even with all the chaos, all the neighbors were looking out for each other.
Everybody was banging on doors, trying to get everybody out.
Yeah, fire officials say everyone managed to get out safely and no one was hurt.
The Red Cross says it is taking care of those who have been displaced. 40 units have fire, smoke, or water damage, and many are wondering what's next. Philadelphia is seeing some small successes in its effort to get residents to recycle properly, but officials say there's a lot more to do. The city started keeping track of its recycling stream a year and a half ago when China stunned the world by refusing to take contaminated recycling. Philly started paying $45 a ton to process it and had to stop recycling half of what it collected. As KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us, money is not the only issue.
Now, Recycling Director Kyle Lewis says it's back on track and paying attention to its contamination rate.
We've had some months at 19%, at 14%, 24%, and so we're hovering around the lower end of the national rate.
She wants to bring it down further and is analyzing contamination rate by truck route.
So that we understand what the neighborhoods are putting in the bin, and then we can address why they think those things are recyclable, and then teach them how to recycle clean.
Lewis reminds residents that both plastic bags and greasy pizza boxes are non-recyclable. Recycling right means items should be clean, dry, and empty. The New Jersey Transit River line was suspended for several hours this morning when a woman was hit by a train. It is now back to normal. Around 6 a.m., the woman was hit at the Pennsauken Transit Center at 36th Street Station. Emergency crews were able to remove her from under the light rail car where she was trapped. She was taken to Cooper Hospital. No word on her condition or why she was on the tracks. An Afghan war veteran who lost both of his legs is being recognized by the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association. 32-year-old Kevin McCloskey of Taconi got the group's Most Courageous Athlete of the Year award for his achievements in golf. He has been in tournaments and golfs regularly, even though he rarely played while growing up. KYW's Mark Abrams spoke with him.
McCloskey says the physical challenge has been helpful in his recovery. He says he doesn't consider himself a model of courage. Rather, he says his support system really defines courage.
It's a lot to do with the people that are around me. Because if it wasn't for my family, my friends, and my wife, none of this is possible.
McCloskey says he's managed to put his physical injuries behind him and now is focusing on healing his mind.
McCloskey says he's been meeting with other veterans and found that coping with mental trauma is very important as well. The 32-year-old was hurt 12 years ago when his Humvee hit a bomb. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.